This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. If there's something that you want to talk about, we're going to be talking a lot about insurance, trying to pull together some folks from both the trial lawyers and the insurance industry for next year, for next week, to talk about this issue, to kind of flush out what the major issues are, where the bone of contention, where the disagreements, the friction, and how this works operationally. So that everybody gets a better understanding of what's at risk and whether or not you agree or not agree with something. And are we doing too much, too little, just the right amount or whatever? And what the experience has been from their perspective in other states that have adopted some of these provisions that are being talked about here. We always hear a lot about, we need to be more like Texas. We need to be more like Texas. We need to be more like Texas. But when we go look at Texas, we're not anything like Texas in a whole host of things that are far greater than what we're trying to remediate in the state legislature. And so, you know, it's you can't be like someone if there's you're too different from them in so many other different ways. It's hard to get to that apples to apples comparison. And on that apples to apples comparison, I just got to address this. I was listening, as I always do every morning, to Tommy Tucker's show. He's got incredible guests. And the last guest that he had on was about these drinks, the THC infused drinks and otherwise, or whatever, you know, these drinks are infused with. And the gentleman, I'm not being critical of him. I mean, I understand he's an entrepreneur. He's into business, trying to make a living. I get it. But to complain that the ATC at the state level is not doing enough enforcement, they're not going after folks that are registered like they do with alcohol, to complain that alcohol taxes are actually paid by wholesalers, that wasn't always the case. You know, alcohol has reached a maturation point where a lot of the different things that have changed over the years as it relates to the regulatory enforcement of these provisions have grown. This is a new industry. It is a juvenile industry. And it's an industry that made decisions early onset that have come back to haunt them, and now they're paying the price. So, for example, when you look at alcohol, alcohol is regulated by the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau. It's also regulated by the FDA, and there's also an act that outlines all of the enforcement provisions to ensure that only qualified persons engage in the alcohol beverage industry, otherwise known as the Federal Alcohol Administration Act. Now, none of that applies to this. Why? Because they made a decision not to go through the federal spectrum first. They went to the individual states. They didn't want to wait for the slow bureaucratic process that it takes to get to the approvals. They didn't want to wait for the studies to be conducted by the FDA to gain a better understanding of what is actually in a cannabis plant. As many as 300 different ingredients there have never been tested. Medicine in this country is not plant-based for the most part. Very little of it. It's all synthetic. It's a lot easier to deal with. The regulatory side in this country has really not been set up to deal with these types of products. They've known that all along. And that's why they decided to go a different route. It's not a criticism, it's a fact. And once you embraced and you engage going that way, state by state by state, states do very little in the process, in the management and regulatory authority of alcohol. It's really at the retail level, not that much at the wholesale level. That's handled by the federal government. So you have this entire regulatory scheme that has been developed in this country for a long, long time, been improved upon in this country, been streamlined in this country for a long, long time, and you have a new entry to the market complaining that they're not treated like alcohol. Well, they're not treated like alcohol because you decided to go do something else. And all of these agencies, they don't know what to do with y'all. Because there's not a clear delineation from Congress or otherwise as to how to deal with the particular products that you're selling. You decided to go through the states. And as a result of that, you are now caught up in the quagmire of the inability and inefficiency of the states to be able to regulate this product because this is not what they ordinarily do at the wholesale level. These are decisions that were made by the industry because they wanted it and they wanted it now. They also knew that they wanted to get into the state and get some legislation passed to be able to enter the market to do certain things before there was a completion of studies. Because once they knew on the front end that if the studies were published, that they were going to have a much harder path to navigate to get to the point of having their market, their products enter the market. They knew that. There's emails in the industry outlining exactly what they were trying to do. They were embarrassed by these emails. It's no different than what the tobacco industry has done to try and hide the carcinogens within their product that actually cause cancer. They tried to suppress those studies, alter those studies. We know that. We've seen what has happened. Right? Now there's more regulation of tobacco than there's ever been. And are we surprised that there's a suppression in the market availability as well as market penetration of tobacco? Well, we shouldn't be. It's on the downslide. Right? I mean, it's just amazing to me that we take the oh, woe is me mentality when we know full well that we're getting into an industry that has not come, and a government, excuse me, has not come to a point that understands how they're going to regulate it. It is a riskier part of the market to go into because the regulatory side of this is not sound. So you have the uncertainty of where you will ultimately end up from a regulatory standpoint. When he talked about the efficacy or the strength of the drink, why? Preliminary studies coming out that it was too strong. You're seeing the same thing as it relates to sugar in drinks. There are those that believe that there should be stronger regulation on that side in a much more mature market of soft drinks. So let us not be confused or swayed by the old woe is me as though they're being treated differently than others. They chose this path where each state is handling each one of these products in a much different fashion, because they decided to circumvent federal regulatory authority. Now they're saying that they want federal regulatory authority. You know what? I suspect they really don't. Because there are states that have really just given them full Monty, where they can almost do anything that they choose to do. In a number of states, that's changing. The amount of market penetration that they've had in states that leave it to local option is not nearly as strong as they ever thought it was going to be. And they're having to come with the grips of that as well. A lot of that is the maturation of the industry. There were a lot more dry counties 50 years ago than there are now. And the reality is attitudes change. So when you have a product that's a new entry to the market, you know, your entrepreneurial bent as it relates to this has a higher risk level. Call it for what it is. You decided to go in to this basically, for the most part, unregulated industry, not knowing where it's ultimately going to end up. And this cottage industry will no longer be cottage at some point in time once it reaches that maturity rate, because you know who's going to get into it, right? All the soft drink manufacturers. If there's money to be made here, they're going to get there, but they're going to wait to see where this ultimately plays out. And without them promoting these products with their political oomph and their monetary oomph, these cottage participants, none of whom have the financial wherewithal to move the needle. And yes, it's frustrating. But all of these other products, at some point in time, went through that same frustrating period of time in the history of where their products are today. You want to come in and be treated like these other products in the end game and not go through the trials and tribulations that they had to go through in order to prove themselves, and work through the regulatory schemes that have been adopted. You just want to be the beneficiary of all of that without having gone through the studies, through the FDA, through this, that, or otherwise. In other words, you want to jump the line. There's a strong analogy with what you're trying to do with illegal immigrants. I want to jump the line. I jumped the border. I got here. I want to be treated special. I don't care about those people that have waited outside this country for 20 years trying to get in here. That's not my problem. This is about me. I am the center of the universe. I swam across the Rio Grande. I am special. You should heap all these benefits on me. I should have the full benefit of the U.S. Constitution and everything that goes along with that, because I cheated. We take different routes. We don't go through processes that are typically set up for new product entries into the market. Don't complain about being treated differently. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.